Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Pro Time.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. 1-0 Cubs. Home run, Wilson Contreras to left.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update. Studio Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
The stuff about where hitting the batting order has nothing to do with anything. Absolutely zero. He'll be the first guy to tell you that. He didn't play baseball last year. He did a little bit in the beginning and a little bit at the end, but he didn't play.
And that lack of action is the number one reason Joe Maddon believes Kyle Schwarber struggled with the Cubs this season before being sent down to Iowa. Maddon, a guest with Spiegel and Parkin. Schwarber went 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts in his Iowa debut last night. Meantime, the Cubs in Washington tonight. Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer, the starters. Cubs president Theo Epstein will talk baseball live right here on The Score at 2 o'clock. On the south side, White Sox send Jose Quintana to the mound against the Yankees. NBA with the Bulls beginning their rebuilding plan. That leaves Dwayne Wade in an interesting place. He's due to make $24 million next year. A buyout is always possible, but only if it's to John Paxson's advantage.
It would have to benefit us. It would absolutely have to benefit us. Dwayne was a great pro last year, and he's been around a lot of different situations. You know, he was in Miami when they, you know, had a couple of rebuilding years as well. So right now we're operating under the assumption that he'll be here.
But Paxson admits the Bulls' rebuild will take time. Football, how about this? 34-year-old Vince Young, the former NFL quarterback who was recently waived by the CFL team in Saskatchewan, well, he tells Sports Illustrated, quote, "I hate to name drop, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is still playing. He leads the league in interceptions, and he's still bleeping getting paid. I mean, what the bleep is going on," unquote. Fitzpatrick threw 17 picks last year for the Jets before signing with the Bucs this offseason. The most interceptions in the NFL last year, though, were not by Fitzpatrick, but rather Philip Rivers, who had 23. Young was cut by the Browns in 2014 after they drafted Johnny Manziel. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Listen live with Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting from the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field Friday, July 7th from 9 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. before the Cubs take on the Pirates. Stop by the broadcast when the gates open and catch the action. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm ready to talk.
Thank you, Zach Zaitman. He had updates today, along with Joe Ostrowski. Thank you to our three technique dudes who were our guests at 10 o'clock. They were Tommy Kelly, Tommy Harris, and Warren Sapp. Thank you to Artie Lang, who was on the show today. Joe Madden was on the show, and Zach Levine, who just joined us mere moments ago. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the fine producers of this program. Ray Diaz does excellent work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, it's Wednesday. That means Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com and other stuff.
And we'll figure it out.
Sure will. Now and then. Especially if tonight's baseball game is anywhere near as exciting as last night's baseball game, which was very fun stuff.
It was. Bernstein and Holmes in studio. They have Theo Epstein in an hour. What's up, guys?
Yeah, Theo's going to join us at 2. I think we're going to go back to some of that Bulls press conference stuff because John Paxson was interesting, not just in his words, but in his tone. He just seemed maybe a little, I guess chastened is the wrong word, but maybe a little bit more aware of what he's getting his franchise into right now.
Well, by the end, I agree. Like, one of his final statements on the rebuild and such seemed clear in terms of him realizing what he was asking, because everything up until then has been, we picked a lane, we set a direction, and like seemingly wanting high fives for that, where that's not enough. Like,
part
they thought it was going to be enough.
Do you think he's maybe sensing some professional mortality here, even though we know he's grandfathered in as long as he wants that job, but that front office might look real different in a calendar year.
I heard you guys talking about it. I was getting ready to jump on the Metra, and Danny, I think you brought it up where you were talking about, you know, there's this idea that Pax would maybe come back and be more involved. I got to tell you, and I wrote about it on 670score.com after the draft, he needs to, because Gar is not an effective communicator. And every time I hear him, I look at him and I go, there's a man that I, as a fan, that I don't trust. And I disagree with John Paxson quite a bit. And I know that there are tons of people who don't necessarily trust him, but his basketball IQ is well documented, and I would much rather hear from him. And it's one of the things I want to talk with you today about, Dan, is this idea. We're very lucky because Rick Hahn is very good at making his thoughts crystal clear. Even Kenny, you never worried about his conviction. You may have disagreed with his strategy, but you always knew the place from where Kenny was coming from. And then you have Jed and Theo over on the north side, two guys that are always kind of in lockstep with the way that they communicate their message. When it comes to Gar Forman, like, it's almost like I don't want him to ever talk about the Bulls. Ever. Because there's nothing there.
But
it's an empty suit.
John doesn't want to talk that
I know.
Much.
And that's
why
what
he kicked himself upstairs.
Right.
And that's what stinks.
And doesn't John seem more anxious and sort of like stumbly these days? Like, as the years have gone on, he's a little more
careful.
Uncomfortable.
Yes. He's been more careful.
It sounds to me like he's inoculating against counter argument as he's speaking.
He's thinking about all
right,
that.
Almost like, thinking about the criticism. How is this going to play? It's very, very difficult to sit there on the dais.
And
make these statements when there's in the back of your mind, you're already hearing and replaying the potential criticism of everything.
But it's cleaner now, though, because of the direction.
Well, right, because I think exactly. I think part of, you know, what it used to be with the Sox, right, was like, is Kenny still in charge, and like, who does what here, and do I blame this guy for that? But now Rick Hahn is like, step forward, and they've chosen a lane, and it makes much more sense. I think the ambiguity with who do I blame for what's happened to the Bulls in the last 4 years. I mean, obviously John's above Gar, but Gar's the one who speaks, and he's the one with the GM title, and he's the one with the scouting background. I think they just did themselves a disservice by muddying the waters as to who does the buck stop with? And so hopefully he's actually changing something and doing something more. Cause I'm with you, Lawrence. I don't think it's fair that I blame Gar Pax for everything.
Right.
That I just lump them together.
Right. It's become its own entity instead of actually having a real straight line to who's making what decisions about what.
Yeah, but I do. I blame them both. Like, so I would like a house cleaning organization.
They haven't told us not to. They haven't described for us a flowchart of responsibility
They say they all discuss every decision, and there's a small group of them, and they have 4 to 6 people, and they make up their minds. So I hold John Paxson 100% accountable for every stupid thing that's been gone.
I'm with you, and I think that that's fair, Speaks, that you do hold him accountable, and I do too. It's just that
the Bulls have to have a problem with presentation. Along with what their strategy has been over the last decade, it's also presenting it. No one, and maybe it's because of the skins on the wall, but no one said here when Theo told you in 2011, look, it's going to be bad for a little while. Everyone said, okay, I get it. When Rick tells you right now, it's going to be bad for a little bit, you go, okay, I get it. The Bulls have spent so much time stumbling to get to this point that it's hard to believe them.
It's not
even
just
when
stumbling.
They make the right move.
It's not just stumbling. It's also either lying or not trusting whatever your plan is in the moment. So it's beyond
it's the disorganization, the lack of cohesion, to the point that if I told you that trading Jimmy was a flat-out panic move at the first offer they got, you could believe that.
Sure.
Yeah, see, I think stumbling is too innocent.
Too generous?
Because when Gar Forman says that Pau Gasol wasn't traded at the deadline because we
part
believe he's
core.
Part of our core.
We want to get younger and athletic and then go the complete opposite
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And the whole idea...
they give up draft picks.
Sign Rondo? Okay.
They give up a draft pick along with Taj and Doug and then say they want assets. Then they give up a draft pick later on in the draft. Like, nothing makes sense.
I think when you say don't trust... It's because they've done too many things that haven't made sense, and they've done a bad job trying to explain it as part of a larger plan, period. It's just not believable. At least, you know, Sam Hinkie in Philadelphia, people thought he was a mad scientist. Mm-hmm. But you know what? What he did was consistent with a philosophy, with a plan, and you know it still might damn work while he's out on the street.
Well, that's why I like the approach that I heard from Pax today versus what I heard Thursday night. I thought Thursday night they came across as ill-prepared and sloppy in their presentation. Maybe.
I think they were shocked that they weren't getting patted on the back for choosing the lane that people wanted to. And I think that the Jimmy Butler tweet threw them.
But it has to do with the way that you present it.
Yeah.
And that's one of their biggest issues, that if they came to the dais... On the dais, with a little bit more of a confident swagger about what they're doing, it's an easier sell to us.
Look what Ryan Pace did. I'll give Ryan Pace credit, because that also may have been a complete panic move. But you know what? He realized.
He
all right,
it.
Let's do the road show here. And how many times did he use the phrase "all in"? You know, he back-sold it and owned it and told it, said, "This is my plan, and I'm in charge, and I'm making this move because I like this guy, and we know what we're doing."
To what Danny said about they were shocked at the reaction, there was actually a moment during that press conference when the post draft press conference, and it was like it reminded me of the moment when Ralph Wiggum when they paused the tape.
Yeah,
if you look here,
break.
You can this is where his heart breaks. There's like a 1.5 minute sequence where people are asking Gar and Pax questions. They're like, we already answered that. And then the next answer is like, we'll just have to see what it is. Like, they realize this is not the triumphant, thank you for picking a lane press conference they were expecting. They realize, oh, they still hate us. Oh, boy. I think that's what happened in real time the other night.
I still hate them. That's for sure.
Well, I thought it was really your question. Wait, to Gar.
Oh, to Gar.
Culture.
Yeah. Well, that's...
When you essentially said, are you a lying weasel?
I've been wanting to ask it ever since the Rose stuff, because I am an unapologetic Derrick Rose fan, and I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly by the team, and they didn't cover for him. And it doesn't happen other places in the NBA. High-profile people keep leaving this organization, and either on the record or off... telling people how bad it is.
Well, that's
it
the
keeps
really
happening.
The interesting part of them trading Jimmy is that, you know, Jimmy had been the behind the scenes dude for a long time, kind of, oh, you know, Derek's not out here, but damn it, I am. I'm Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, you are Jimmy Butler. And guess what? Your ass is going to Minneapolis.
As Jason
right
put it, Jimmy got jimmied. And as something that Jason mentioned yesterday actually inspired me to write something today about this idea of what Minnesota does to fame. And did you know that there, you know, Espen did a list of the most famous athletes, And they
created, the famous, or they had the top 100.
They created a formula using social media presence and endorsements and Google searches. And the Minneapolis Star Tribune wrote a piece about how nobody with any Minnesota connection was in the top 100. And, you know, that town, it's the number 15 market, but it just eats fame. It really does. I mean, maybe when you start looking forever in the history of professional sports in Minneapolis.
You know, the NFL might be the outlier because the NFL NFL is because of the revenue and because of the way it works, it's a little more egalitarian.
But still, okay, so who?
Adrian Peterson.
Great.
Randy Moss,
Chris Carter, Fran Tarkenton. I think Alan Page.
Vikings are bigger than any Twins.
Harmon Killebrew.
Right.
You know, Garnett.
Kirby Puckett.
That was on my list too. And then it's like it's not even just sports. Now that Prince is gone, we're thinking Al Franken. I mentioned if he runs for president. You know, he would supplant Mondale as their number one. I mean, when your guy is Mondale, you know, and you've got the Coen brothers, but the Coen brothers are in Hollywood and they make fun of their
rock and roll. Paul Westerberg,
who's a little bit hip hop. Shout out to Atmosphere from Minneapolis.
Yeah, and you got Charles M. Schultz, who was always reluctantly renowned.
I know you love him.
I'm not going to give Minnesota Charles M. Schultz. They can't have Charlie
Andrew
Brown.
Zimmern, you know, is sort of a niche star.
Wow, deep dive on Minnesota.
Minnesota. No, to the answer, if you...
Your wife really is out of town. A lot of time.
I was up at 4:30.
That's what he's going
to
do.
I went to bed early. I wrote from 4:30 to 6:30, and all this time I was having fun with it. But if there were a theoretical opening ceremony, who would be the Minneapolis, who would carry the flag now?
The corpse of Prince.
It would have been Prince, but no, it's got to be Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah.
Right? Even though he left in 1961. He went to Greenwich Village in 1961, and that's still your flag bearer right now.
I was going to say Mara's Day, but I think Jerome actually might be a better fit. Have Jerome own it. Mara's can just preen as he walks Jerome. By.
I mean, yes. Prince wrote a lot of those.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
There you go.
Right,
so Jimmy Butler is just not going to be as famous. This is Mr. Hollywood as hell. And you're in Minneapolis, so I'm thinking now that Garrison Keillor has abdicated his throne, that maybe Jimmy can head down to Fitzgerald Theater and sit in with a guy's all-star shoe band.
I do love the idea
made from scratch.
that Jimmy's landing in Minneapolis is like that episode of Twilight Zone. Is it Mr. Beamish? Where all the guy wants is to read books. And
Burgess Meredith.
And the
time
world,
enough at last.
One of my favorite episodes. Burgess and the world Meredith. Ends, and he's got all the books lined up.
Yep.
And then drops his glasses. Yes. And he's like, oh no. That's what Jimmy is right now in Minneapolis.
I want to be the man.
He's going to be sitting up there doing Guy Noir and singing about bebop or rebop rhubarb pie.
Here you go. Here's your parka.
Going crazy out there by the lake. Yeah, you betcha, Jimmy. Good luck, man. Good luck to Mr. Hollywood up there.
Yeah, you're not buying that he said it's great to be in a great city of Minneapolis when he got off the plane.
Minneapolis is a great city.
In the summer.
Yeah. Not when they play basketball.
I just need a freeze frame of Jimmy throwing his hat up in the air.
Yes. Mary Tyler Moore style.
Right, exactly.
All right, so you got Theo, you got the press conference.
We're gonna talk to Cody Westerlund, who covered the press conference, and we have as good a giveaway as you're going to get. This is a foursome with a cart at either the Brute or the Highlands at Grand Geneva.
Solid.
Lovely. Yep.
That'll work.
Yep. Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, they're next. This is The Score.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Spiegel and Parkins Show on The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There was good news and bad news for the niche sport of sailing yesterday. The bad news, for Americans at least, was that the U.S. lost possession of the America's Cup to New Zealand, the Kiwi boat wrapping up a 7-1 rout of Team Oracle yesterday in Bermuda. The good news for the Americans, the next time the America's Cup is contested, there may be a few more eyeballs on the event. Americans don't really care about an event until winning it becomes a challenge. There were about 300 wealthy yachtsmen in the U.S. who cared about the America's Cup before Dennis Conner lost it to Australia in 1983. 4 years later, when Connor won the Cup back down under, ESPN televised the races live, and a remarkable number of people stayed up to all hours of the night to watch the races. Well, guess what? The next Cup races will almost undoubtedly be in New Zealand. I'm John Feinstein.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through July 16th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 20% off select Hitachi nailers, compressors, and power tools. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM. Huh, more like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Golf Show starts now, and it runs until 5:30 when we get out of your way for more exciting Chicago Cubs baseball. Lawrence Holmes is in for the ailing Jason Goff, who is expected back tomorrow.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. We've got Theo Epstein joining us at 2. We're going to replay the Bulls press conference for you at 3, if you missed that, and then we'll get some analysis of that from our Cody Westerlund at 4. And we are going to give away, at some point, a foursome with a cart at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in close by Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You can play either the Brute or you can play the Highlands, and you have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Lawrence W. Holmes. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We also have an Instagram account at Bernstein Goff Show. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook just by liking the 670 The Score page. Facebook Live has our video feed, as does Watch670TheScore.com. That is brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918, and it is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Please welcome LeVar and member of the 2019 UCLA recruiting class, LaMelo Ball.
Big Bona Brand in the house. This is what we do. Now we know what the MIS stands for. Misinterpreted Zone.
He was on WWE last night.
You say recruiting class?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He is a wrestler.
Okay. I didn't know what a recruiting class. I know. I didn't know that he was being recluted. All right. Well, fine. Great. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
No, it's actually worth your 3 minutes. It's worth it. Or 90 seconds of it. Although the expletive part by his son trotting out the N word.
Oh,
not great.
By LaMelo.
Yeah. Not great.
Yeah. That's probably a bad look. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Oh, is that right? I hear you always talking, no, saying that I can beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
It's only two dudes better than me, and I'm both of them.
Well, understand that you are in a WWE ring with the Michael Jordan of WWE.
What? Melo, handle my lightweight. Handle my lightweight, son. Handle it. I'll unleash.
Oh, what, are you going to unleash all the balls on me?
No, thank you. Don't like it.
Don't like it at all.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
No, I don't want to deal with your kids, mouth. I want to do
stuffed crust pizza. joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Prices may vary. It was a Cub game that got interesting in ways that it should not have and did, and things worked out okay, but to consider the fact that they won the game with that lineup.
That's the under 27 line, 27 and under lineup last night.
That's the Mark Zagunas, Eddie Butler, and Contreras leading off and all that. And they found a way to be patient enough against Gio Gonzalez, who didn't seem to have his breaking ball command. And when he doesn't have that, he is beatable because he can put a hook on it. And when he's got that going, he's tough. And he just didn't. You could tell early on he just wasn't commanding it.
Yeah, but even still, I thought that the pitching performances last night were good enough until you got to the eighth inning. And then things got crazy.
You know what, though? Butler got clobbered. Clobbered early. There were shots hit off of him.
I saw something earlier that the Cubs pitching staff is like the third best BABIP in baseball.
I don't think so. I'll check it. I'll check it during the update, but I don't think so.
Big Red!
Yeah!
Woo! Scoreboard update.
1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
There will be painful times. There always are. But I think when you're all unified in the direction you're going, and that's the only agenda, you have a chance. So we've defined it, and I think our fans, if they give us time and are patient, we'll show them results.
Bulls front office chief John Paxson with some candid comments regarding the beginning of the rebuilding process that is underway. Paxson's comments coming at the introduction of the three players at the forefront of the process, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and Lowry Markkanen. As for Dwayne Wade, Paxson says a buyout is possible, but only if it benefits the Bulls. The Vertical reports the Celtics are aggressively pursuing both Gordon Hayward and Paul George. Baseball Kyle Schwarber played his first game in Iowa last night, going 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, but Cubs manager Joe Maddon believes that ultimately that trip down will bring Schwarber's game back up.
He's fine. He gets it. He understands why. It's a bump in the road. It's like the road sign, temporary inconvenience, permanent improvement. Just go back there, do the right things, and you're going to be back. You're going to be back for a long, long time. You're going to play till you're 35 at least. You have a wonderful major league career.
Matt and a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs in Washington tonight. Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer, the starters. Cubs president Theo Epstein joins the Score live at 2 o'clock to talk some baseball. Jose Quintana on the mound as the White Sox try to snap a 4-game losing streak. They're home against the Yankees. Football, Vince Young hasn't played in an NFL game since 2011, and the 34-year-old quarterback was recently cut by the CFL team in Saskatchewan. But Young doesn't understand why he still can't get another shot in the NFL, telling Sports Illustrated, quote, "I'd see a quarterback and be like, dude is garbage, and I'm over here in the kitchen cooking turkey necks. I hate to name drop, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is still playing." Fitzpatrick replaced Mike Glennon this offseason as the backup in Tampa Bay. Do you like Taco Bell's iconic chalupa? Then you're going to fall in love with the new limited edition double chalupa. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Illinois Department of Transportation.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Save lives.
Let the record show I love turkey necks, and it is a Thanksgiving tradition where I will go into the back of the kitchen, I will get into that roasting pan and find it underneath the grate, wherever that turkey neck might be. That's reserved for me.
Well, now you know you can just take a trip to Canada and Vince Young's house, and he's got some on the stove.
You were right about the Cubs and their pitching staff's batting average of balls in play collectively. The Dodgers lead all of baseball.
Say it right.
The Dodgers lead all of baseball as their collective likelihood of a batted ball being a hit is just 279. Then the Mariners, White Sox, Cubs, and Braves are all at 283. So it means a couple things. It could mean, and I'm not doing a deep dive here into some of the other numbers, it could mean that you're inducing soft contact. It could mean you are particularly well-positioned defensively. Or it could mean absolutely nothing and could simply be a product of variance.
Speaking of well-positioned defensively, Javier Baez.
Look, he's well-positioned by being in the building.
StatCast, in the StatCast era of the last three seasons, no shortstop has traveled farther to make an out than what Javier Baez did last night. 132 feet. Because remember, he was positioned up the middle, making that he is worth the price of admission. He is the guy that you talk about the fun of baseball, and there are all these people that don't love baseball. That guy, I want all of it. Like all of it. Him swinging for the fences early in the game, him striking out three times, and then coming up with a big hit later, and both defensive plays. The play with Harper, the exit velocity on Harper's line drive was 110 mile per hour. I want to say the hit probability was like 76% or something stupid like that. And Baez takes it away from him. The foul ball catch is just,
come on.
You just like you, wow. Like you're just reduced to going, oh my God, when you watch him make plays like that.
And I keep wondering, with everything that's going on with Addison Russell, at some point, do you want Javier Baez to be your full-time shortstop?
This is the thing that I keep coming back to, because whenever I, at least on my show, whenever the idea of, well, the Cubs may need to trade one of the young guys to get pitching, Baez's name is the first one that comes up. And to me, that's lunacy. That's lunacy. Addison Russell has great range as short. He has tremendous range, but either the kid's got the yips or he's got something wrong with his shoulder.
Or both.
Or both. And I want Javier Baez playing shortstop every day.
There you go.
And selfishly, from an entertainment standpoint, I want him playing shortstop every single day.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And somebody's all mad here.
This about what?
773. Clobbered. He was getting hit hard but didn't give up one run. God, you're a gossip girl.
But that's why we brought up the concept right. of the BABIP.
That's what we're talking about, a batting average of balls in play and exit velocity on the hits he was giving up. If you understand baseball, you know that a pitcher can be getting clobbered and still have those hits turned, those batted balls turned into outs. And that's what was happening. And the broadcasters were talking about how hard he was getting hit. Sometimes you benefit from a well-positioned defense, and sometimes you know what else you benefit from? Some good luck. Sometimes hard Absolutely. Hit balls just don't get over the fence. And sometimes you hit into some bad luck and you pitch into some bad luck. It's okay. You don't have to be mad. Don't have to be sensitive. He was getting hit hard, and Eddie Butler would tell you he was getting hit hard.
I don't want to go too far away from Javier Baez. I mean, Dan, this is what, when you're sitting there just on a regular night, you know, like it's not playoff time. We're in the middle of the season. And you get to see mouth-dropping defense like that. And this year, whether it was the World Baseball Classic or some of the stuff he did earlier in the season, the guy is a treat. Like, he's just so fun. Like, I love defense. I love watching guys make the regular play. But when you see someone that's making a spectacular play, like, and the look back, and Joe talked about it in the post, where the look back to find the ball as he's starting to slide and gets his glove up, has the presence of mind to know how much room he has before he slides into the wall and still didn't touch the wall. The athleticism that is on display with that dude doing defense is so bleeping fun. I can't stand it.
Well, Russell's had his share of those plays too. Not to take anything away from him. The question is, now that you've got all sorts of other things swirling around Addison Russell, and you know this is the other thing, and we'll talk to Theo about it, but what's is an open-ended MLB investigation here? Do we know how long their inquest is going to take?
I mean, the rumor was that Mrs. Russell did not speak
correct
with MLB.
Wasn't going to cooperate.
So, I mean, at that point, I'm not saying that your investigation dies, but it becomes a lot harder.
Yeah, but the problem is there's all sorts of weird stuff going on with Melissa Russell, too, because they respect privacy, and then she hires a marketing firm.
It's very strange.
Putting her out there. I'm getting emails from PR people saying she's available for interviews. Well, when you're trying to tell media that you're available for interviews, and then the one material interview that you're supposed to do, you tell them for that you are not available, I'm wondering what the hell is going on and what you're trying to accomplish through all this.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good at all that this is the approach that her and her team are taking with something that is really serious. And an accusation that was made that was very serious. It's a bizarre left turn on how to approach something like this. But again, I want to go back to Javier Baez, man, because that's fun. And that's the way that it should be. And dude wants to take the big swings, and he's got the platinum Jesus chain, and he's out there just doing the damn thing. And I'm like, go get him, Javi. Go do you.
We're going to talk to Theo Epstein at the top of the hour on the Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence in today on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bowling Brook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pine Crest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $799 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Goff Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Since 1939.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Harper lines one, diving backhand catch by Baez. Fabulous play. The shortstop with a magnificent backhanded diving catch to end the inning.
Would you say the exit velocity on that was 110 miles an hour?
110 miles an hour off Bryce Harper's bat, so it's probably even slicing away from you a little bit, and he still makes that play. 132 feet of ground cover on the foul ball, which is the most by a shortstop in the StatCast era to record an out.
Wow.
Javier bleeping Baez. And then, Dan, we were talking about it. Me, Chef, and Tanny were talking about it. There's the other play that he doesn't make. There's a ball that lands in between him and I forgot who he was playing left. Was it Bryant by then that was in left? That falls in between him. And I swear, I'm like, he might make the, I mean, it was 7 feet ahead of him. I'm like, he might actually make this one. And that's the one where he like waved his hand at it, like just kind of joking, like, I'm not going to be able to get there. But that's the entertainment value of a guy like Baez, where even on plays, you think there's no way you think he's got a chance to make it.
As far as most entertaining shortstops that in my time as a fan, In town.
Okay.
In this town,
Mike Caruso
on your eBay.
Different reasons. He made a sure spectacular plays, but Ozzie Guillen was just at the top of my list. The number of he did not just do that, or some crazy hop, some crazy transfer. Ozzie was never the athlete that Javi is, and he never the flat out speed to cover that kind of ground. But just as far as anything that he could get to, what he was capable of doing. And it's funny that when you bring up the play that you thought Javier Baez would make, that's the play on which Ozzie got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Raines is coming in and he's going out and he's busting his ass to go and make that play. And in the moment, the communication just not there with the left fielder. Dangerous play, as we've seen multiple times. But no, Javi is without a doubt already in a short period of time in that team photo of one of the most entertaining defensive shortstops to watch that I've seen.
You know, because Andrelton Simmons is kind of the go-to guy for that, where the crazy play is made and you go,
he's an alien.
Right. But he's not, he doesn't have that extra gear, that bat.
Or the swag.
That is the great selling point for the game. That you're able to have a little bit of that. I like that. Madden likes that. That the kind of be you, do what you do, be who you are, just, you know, respect 90 but that's what I like about him, that you can have, it's okay to like Chris Bryant. That Chris Bryant, the way that he plays the game, the way that he acts, the way that he responds to the game is so professional. It's so like, you would draw up a player, it would look like Chris Bryant.
Sure, but kids aren't impersonating Chris Bryant. they're impersonating Javier Baez and Bryce Harper, and you know, like you see it. You see it when you watch. I was flipping with the College World Series, and all the college players are doing the triangular smeared eye black now. That's Bryce Harper. Every youth baseball team, every time, every Saturday and Sunday that I spend at the park, from you know every level, all the kids are doing the crazy eye black. They want everything hanging out, you know, every chain and the you know the titanium necklaces and everybody. That's what resonates. That's what connects. Like you say, you want to sell the game. You know, Chris. I love Chris.
You should.
But Chris is a Boy Scout,
which is fine. It's okay. You don't have to have a team full of hobbies. Or a team of Chris's, although if you had a team full of Chris's, you'd win every year. But you can have a mix of both. I don't ordinarily fan out when I'm out covering something, but I was at White Sox yesterday, and there were two things I wanted to see. Jake Berger was going to hit batting practice. I watched a little bit of that. And Aaron Judge had BP yesterday, and I was like right behind the cage for that. But before that, Tony Pena is out there, and he, you know, he's one of the assistants for the Yankees. And I was just sitting there going, that's Tony bleeping Pena. Because, you know, I grew up catching.
Right.
So that type of guy with a little bit of flash and a little bit of style.
Benito Santiago.
And a cannon for an arm. And he was joking, and I got the chance to, like, talk catching with him for a little bit. And he's joking with Renteria because Renteria was throwing BP. And he's like, still got that arm. So Tony Pena said, like I said, you know, he lifted his cap, and I got a great picture of it on my Instagram. He's like, I thank God every day I can still throw it. You know, and then you watch him. He's 60 years old, and you see him, you know, throwing 180 feet, and it's on a line, and he's it just, like, I love players like that. I love players that can back up what they say. It's one thing to be the braggadocious.
LeVar Ball.
Well, yeah. It's another thing to, yeah, I can do that. Watch this. And that's what Javier Baez is to me. Every night that I see that he's out there playing, I'm like, he's going to give us one. He's going to give us something. It'll be a flip or his reaction time. He's the swipe king, man. You throw it down, he knows. And it's funny because Joe Maddon has talked about Chris Bryant. That's like one of the defensive things that he needs to improve on. Bryant goes and gets the ball and then applies the tag. Javi knows where the ball's going to be, and he's just waiting. And then he's going to just snap that wrist down.
The tag is start. And also, credit to Anthony Rizzo as a tagger, too.
He's great at it, too.
And he got one in last night, and he's really quick with the tag hand. Some guy, some lumbering first baseman is like, oh, well, yeah, they're boxing up the ball. They're just trying to make sure it doesn't get by them. And then they'll, you know, throw their giant arm over there. But he's pretty speedy.
I would love to, like, I'm thinking about myself, like, as a younger guy, like, as a player, like, some of the things I would want to see, like, as far as infield practice, I'd love to see Javi's turn. You know, I would just want to study his turn and see how he makes it. Is he a guy that if there are no cameras are watching, is he a guy that doesn't put it in the mitt, that puts it up against the mitt
or
to make the transfer?
Or like a lot of guys, like and the hit just letting it hit the heel of the glove, just deadening the ball in the heel of the glove and plucking it away.
And then going.
And I told you that story before, that on bus rides with some of the minor league teams I worked for, a couple guys would sit in the back. You know, one guy would be a boombox, another guy playing a guitar. But there was one kid who was from Venezuela and another kid from the Dominican Republic. It was Montilla and Murillo. And entire bus ride of just hold with a baseball and just tick, 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 tick. And it was just transfer. It was just no glove. Just let it hit the heel of the hand and pull it away with the throwing hand. And it was maybe, I don't know, 2 feet just across the aisle of the bus. And you would hear this metronomic sound as we're rolling through wherever we were in Michigan or Indiana or Iowa. And you just tick, 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 tick. And it's just them. And they could almost do it in their sleep. And it was just that movement. And by the time you get the glove on, the glove is almost superfluous.
Yes.
It's why the same, again, the aforementioned Ozzie Guillen during spring training would use a kid's glove. that barely was longer than his fingers, just to make sure he didn't have the margin for error as he started getting loose. He would just make sure that everything was right in the middle of his hand.
It's one of the things that, even though I'll never like step on a baseball diamond again, that I still practice. I still practice the exchange, the turn. I still practice the transfer from my catching glove hand to my hand, because it used to annoy the bleep out of me when I'd watch AJ catch.
And he'd drop it every single time.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, it just like drove me insane. And watching Baez, like, with that level of flair, he's also super smart, and his instincts for the game are really good. It's just fun. Like, I don't know if we spend enough time talking about the fun of the game, because we spend so much time talking about all of the other stuff that goes. Yeah. But he's fun. And baseball, I think, has figured that out, that he's fun, because that dude is all over MLB.com this morning, and they have two different StatCast video breakdowns with him, because of the incredible thing that you saw last night.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Double Chalupa now comes in a $5 box with a Doritos Locos Taco, Crunchy Taco, and a medium soda. But it won't be around forever, so love it while it lasts. We're going to talk with Cubs president Theo Epstein next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the World Championship.
Thursdays this June, Potawatomi presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened this year, but it's gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.